Our stories can start in several ways. First, they can begin with our heroes and heroine, Mario, Luigi, Princess Toadstool, and Toad. I.e., they set out to rescue a troubled Mushroom Kingdom citizen, or on a personal quest, and then quickly find their lives complicated by King Koopa and his kids.
These yummy pipes won't stay switched!
Or, we can start our stories at Castle Koopa, when King Koopa announces his latest wicked and wacky scheme, then selects which one of his Koopalings he'll take along as his assistant. Depending on the specific evil talent required for the Koopa caper, a la Mission Impossible, and then it's up to our heroes to stop them.
Koopa doesn't realize he's been tricked!
Hey, who's been fooling with my wands? Good, truthful, honest, giant Ninja Mario. That's who.
Since there's never been a more rivalrous group of siblings, the Koopalings clamor to win King Koopa's favor and sabotage one another in order to be chosen. When the riot ends, King Koopa and the kid, or kids of his choice, set out to create havoc in all the rich new levels of the Mushroom Kingdom, from Grassland to Desertland, Waterland to Giantland, Skyland to Iceland, and Pipeland to Darkland.
Sheesh, Darkland gives me the creeps! That's because it's filled with them! Thanks for reminding me!
No time for jokes, Luigi! Make tracks!
And it's not just the good folk of the Mushroom Kingdom who are in danger. Loading up his giant flying battlecraft, the Doom Ship, with Koopa Troopas and Paragoombas, King Koopa and his off-the-wall offspring even mount occasional surprise assaults on the un-Mushroom Kingdoms of the real world's New York City, Hollywood, Fort Knox, London, Paris, or Hong Kong. If that isn't trouble enough, the Koopa crew has a whole new assortment of malicious and madcap minions to help them harass our heroes and heroine. Boo Diddlies, pesky ghost heads with big teeth and short tempers. Thwomp, a monumental hunk of menacing rock with the ambition to be Mario's tombstone. Patooies, mouth-headed mercenaries who spit spiked cannonballs. And Rocky Wrench, a sneaky turtle with severe overbite who hides in manholes and ambushes unsuspecting plumbers.
Wrench attack, Luigi! Let's tool on out of here!
In every corner of this colorful land, we find appealing three-dimensional personalities who truly deserve a Mario Brothers rescue. No matter how much we want to laugh at the comedic appearances of our Nintendo-ish cast, they come complete with hearts, minds, dreams, feelings, and all the identifiable human conflicts essential to rich storytelling.
Those Mario Brothers are super!